Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
She's a professional wrestler, a model, one of our favorite humans to follow on Instagram. She's a reality star, a wife. She's stunning with a capital S, truly a woman who does it all. And she's a new mama to twins, Brooklyn and Jackson. Welcome to Between Us Moms, Barbie Blank. Yeah.
Oh, that was an amazing introduction. Thank you.
Our first question is one that we just kind of ask all the mamas, and that is just, how are you and how is your heart?
Oh my gosh. Well, my heart is fuller than I ever could have imagined. It took me years to get here. And I have always wanted a baby, and to have these twins is just like a dream come true. It was a journey to get here, and my heart's so full, and I'm doing amazing. They've been great. They started sleeping at like 3 to 4 months at night, so we are very blessed.
Lucky, capital L.
Yeah. Yes, that was a huge weight lifted for sure. So, doing really good there, can't complain.
I think a lot of times people are like, oh, it'd be so nice to have twins and just have this family immediately. But twins has got to be hard. We were wondering, is it more challenging than you expected, or is it easier than you expected?
Well, the good thing is I don't know any different. So if I had one and then I had twins, then it would probably be like a whole, be a shock for sure, but these are my first two. So all I know is twins. And I feel like I really prepared myself. I read so many books. I have so many twin moms. My husband's brother has twins. And so they kind of prepared us. They have two twin girls, they're a year old, and they prepared us for like what we, what we're in for and everything like that. So I felt very prepared. And obviously there's things that, you're like, oh my gosh, when they're both screaming at the same time, or they both want to be held at the same time. Like those are things that are like kind of challenging, but other than that, you just like get the hang of it and you just like figure it out.
Yeah. I have a feeling your arm muscles are like stronger than ever.
Oh my gosh. It's wild. I started doing these EMS workouts, which is like the electric, and she puts it so high on my arms, and she's like, this is wild how strong your arms are. And I'm like, it's because I carry these two around.
Yeah. So. I love that you're holding both of them at the same time right now. Do they interact with each other yet? I mean, they're only 5 months old. They're born in September.
And they do. Like, they just started kind of like touching each other, and like they'll hold hands. I feel like they sometimes will talk to each other in their cribs and their own little language.
I want to go a little bit deep with you, if that's okay, because you and I have very similar stories. This is a little bit of a trigger warning, but you and I both conceived actually shortly after our weddings.
Yes.
But then the pregnancy for both of us resulted in a loss. And so I guess for you, if you don't mind sharing, what was it like to experience that type of loss so soon after the happiest day of your life? Because for me, it was really hard.
Yeah, that was definitely one of the hardest things I've ever gone through. I lost my dad a few years before that. And I thought that was one of the hardest things I've ever gone through. Having a miscarriage too was right up there with it. Especially because we had gotten married and we were so excited. I had just gotten off birth control. Like, I was like, oh, it's going to take some time. And it literally happened like that. And I was like, this is too good to be true. And I felt like deep down, I was like, I felt like something, and I know this sounds really bad, but like, I felt like something wasn't right even when I found it out. And mom, I was talking to my mom every day. I was like, I don't know, I'm getting pains. And she's like, you shouldn't be having pains. And I'm like, that's fine. You know, I was really trying to be positive and started bleeding, and you know, that happened. And same thing, and that's kind of when, you know, how we found out that that's what was happening. But I, like I said, I had felt it from the start. So
yeah. Isn't it wild how in tune we are with our bodies? Like, yeah, we know when something doesn't feel the way that it's supposed to without any sort of initial sign. Like, our bodies are just like freaking amazing.
A 1,000,000%.
Katie and I have both experienced loss. And I think I first just want to applaud you and thank you for being so open and honest with your community online about loss, because it is something that women don't talk about enough and feel it's such an isolating experience, really? Especially because it so often happens before you've even told anybody the happy news. So it's always, you know, so special when people feel brave enough to share.
I just remember after the miscarriage, and I was sitting on my couch and I was going through it alone. And obviously my husband has no idea what I'm going through. And I'm like, I can't be the only one feeling this way. It's so, like, it's like you said, it's so isolating. I was like, I need to feel love. Like, I need to have other women tell me, oh my gosh, I went through the same thing. You're going to get through it. It's okay. Because you don't have that. You have nobody knows. And like, you're just sitting there with your feelings and nobody to talk to. And I was like, you know what? I just felt compelled to go on social media to write what happened. And just the flood of love and emails and DMs from friends, from family, people I don't even know, women I've never met that are like, I just went through the same thing. I've been through it. Thank you for speaking out, and just all that stuff. And it really made it work. Like, I was just so happy I did that. From that, you know, I've got a great community of women, you know, behind me. So it was great.
Well, the good news is you did conceive via IVF.
Yeah.
Katie and I have also done IVF. So we're always curious, at what point did you decide to go that route was the best decision for you? And how did you feel during the process? Because it's not an easy road. It's hard. It's like real freaking hard.
It's a lot of shots.
Yeah.
It's a lot. And you really don't realize, like, before going into it, like, how much it takes and how just wild it is, you know? Like, you're like, okay, I'm gonna do IVF, and then you're like, what the hell?
Like, yeah, this is 100 wild. Shots later, you're like,
yeah. I was like, I have to do shots my entire first trimester. What? Like, didn't know.
No idea. You're like, oh, that sounds great. They're just gonna take my eggs out, and that's gonna be it. Okay, great.
Yeah, they just put one in. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
You know, it took from when I had my miscarriage. You know, we were told to wait a year, to keep trying for a year, and I just wasn't. It had been a year, and there was stuff that was weird that was going on with my body. And I, like I said, I was on birth control. I was probably on birth control for 15 years. And I don't know if that's the reason why, but I was having issues. Like, I bled for a month straight one time, like, through that year, and nobody can explain it. They were like, I think it's just your body regulating. And we don't know. And I was just like, finally, after a year, I met with Dr. Amy. I actually met Dr. Amy through one of the girls who was on The Bachelorette. Her name is Kendall Long. They're twins.
Yeah.
I had seen her at a party, and she was like, oh my God, I just froze my eggs. And I was like, oh my gosh, who did you work with? Like, I'm trying to find an IVF doctor. Cause I think that's where we're going to have to go with and then do IVF. She's like, oh my gosh, I have this. She's amazing. She was talking about Dr. Amy. And so we got on an email, and she was like, got me on a plan. Like, she was like, let's do, you know, we started the Clomid and we did, you know, all that. And then that didn't work. Then we flew up to her. We did the turkey baster thing, you know, that didn't work. So she's like, all right, let's
the IUI.
The IUI. And then she was like, okay, so nothing's working. Let's do IVF. And I was like, well, what's the easiest thing for me to do? She was like, fly up here and stay up here for 10 days. So I stayed at a hotel for 10 days, but the godsend Dr. Amy that she is, every day she would say, come over to my house at 5 o'clock. I'll have dinner ready for you. I'll give you your shots. And that, and every day I would go to her house and she would, I would lie on her couch. She would give me my shots. And I was there for all together 12 days. And then we did a retrieval.
But yep.
we did the retrieval. My husband flew in. And that, like, I, up to the retrieval point, was like, this is easy. Like, this is great. Like, I feel great. After the retrieval, that's what people don't tell you. That I was a miserable. I was so bloated. I was in so much pain. I looked like I was 5 months pregnant. Like, I was like, this is wild. I couldn't get out of bed.
And the hormone drop.
Oh yeah.
God. It was like crying over commercials. And
you're also worried about how many embryos am I going to get? Because you're right. Every day that goes by, you're just like, oh my gosh, I'm just waiting to hear. So it's just that wait, and you guys know it's a really hard 2 weeks.
Your days are never as long as during that waiting period.
So true.
I think I ate everything possible. I was like, Dr. Amy, when can I drink wine? Like,
yep. Need wine immediately. Yeah.
And then after, when she called us with the results, we were just, God was looking out for us. Like, we were just so blessed with the amount of eggs that we got, embryos. After that, then, you know, we started figuring out where we're going to transfer and do all that stuff.
Yeah.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And now you have your two beautiful twins.
I do. But I didn't get to this point easily. Like, we put one in because they don't rush to put two in, right? So we put one in, put a boy in. It took, and then 2 days later, they didn't. So that was another, like, I was like, I can't. I was telling my husband, I was like, I can't do this. Like, I can't do this again.
It's a roller coaster, right? Like, you get so excited and then you get so upset and let down, and then you get so excited again. And then also everything that's going on with your body.
Yeah.
And like the shots and the hormone, like, yeah, it's a lot.
It was a lot. And I was like, well, Dr. Amy, why do you think it didn't take? Like, what do you think happened? She's like, you know, I can't explain it. I don't, you know, but I'm what I want to do is I have a whole other regimen that I'm going to do when we transfer. But what I think we should do is we should transfer two eggs. And my husband was like, you know, when you hear twins, he's like, oh my God, that it sounds so scary, but like, I can't see you go through this again. Like, there's just no way we could put one in again and this happened. Like, he's like, I just can't watch you go through it. And I was like, well, thank you. So are we putting two in? He's like, yes, we'll put two in. So Dr. Amy was very excited about that. And my lining to do it wasn't thick enough. So we did this thing, the ovarian PRP.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I tell all of my girlfriends who are doing a transfer, do the ovarian PRP. So we did that for that transfer with the twins, and my husband knew right away. He's like, I know they're both in there. I was like, look, do you want us to fly up there to do the first ultrasound with you? And she's like, yeah, of course. I'm like, okay, because we're filming her documentary,
Egg Whispers, right?
Exactly. Yes. So we're filming that, and I was like, well, this would be great if we are twins. Like, this would be great for the show. So flew up there, and I just remember, and I have it on video too of her sitting there, and she holds up to, and my husband's face, like, it was like excited, and then it was like, oh fuck, like,
what a moment. I can't wait to watch the whole journey in the documentary. I feel like that's really special that there are cameras around for that whole entire process. A treat.
I'm always curious if women who are pregnant with twins enjoy pregnancy. Like, what was your experience with pregnancy like?
I loved my pregnancy. I didn't love it until the last few weeks were miserable because I was so big. Like, if you look at pictures, and I posted one, right, like a whole, like 16 weeks, 20 week, whatever. And like at 38 weeks, my belly is just like disgustingly huge. Like, it was like a torpedo sticking out, and I couldn't, it was so hard to like lift it out of bed, like go, it was wild. Like, I was like a waddle, just waddling. And I was just like, I'm ready to get these babies out. Like,
it's the pressure, right? I remember having Jason a few times just like hold my belly up.
Yes.
Feeling so much relief because it does. It feels like a giant watermelon. And for you, you had two of them. So two watermelons just right there. And yeah, you're a warrior. Like, you're a saint.
Yes.
And you did it.
I had a really great pregnancy though. Like, no complications. I ate all the things, all the McDonald's. I can't complain. I was very lucky.
You did have a C-section.
I did.
I also had a C-section. What was your recovery like, and what do you wish you had known prior to having the C-section?
So I was so prepared to do this naturally. Like, I hired a doula. I was like, I'm going to push these babies out myself. Like, this is like ultimate woman power right here. Like, yes, two placentas, two babies. I got this. You know, I used to wrestle for a living. I can handle
it.
So my doula was amazing. She had gotten me all prepared. Like, we did everything, leading up until 37 weeks. Like, they both were head down. At one point, they were both competing to go down at the same time. Then one finally moved. So I was like, great. I had done all the acupuncture, and eating all the things, drink all the things, the curb walks, all the things, right?
Yeah. The dates.
Yeah. The dates. Oh, yeah.
The tea.
Yeah. And I go in, and my OB is like, Barbie, there is no sign of you giving birth anytime soon. And I'm at 38 weeks. So she's like, you're full term with twins. We can't go longer than, you know, maybe a few days and 38 weeks, but I don't know when these babies are coming. They are happy in there. They don't want to come out. She was like, so, you know, I think we just do a planned C-section. Obviously, if they come before, then great. If not, and I was like, totally against my birth plan, what I had planned.
Yep.
Always out the window. Always goes, right?
Yeah.
It never goes to plan. So yeah.
I feel that deeply.
Gosh, I was so mad. But here's the thing. So I'm like, okay, had the planned C-section. I went and got a spray tan, had a blowout. Like, I was like, okay, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to like, because my, like, what's my doula going to do? She's not, you know, she's like, I'll take your photos. I'm like, great. So we go in that morning, and I thank the Lord. He was watching over me because these babies were big. All right. They were both almost 7 pounds each.
Oh my.
Wow.
And I saw how big they were when they came out. I was like, thank the Lord. I did
that
not
you didn't push.
Right.
But they were big. And I was like, oh, Jesus. So thank the Lord. He was watching out. We didn't do the natural. We did the C-section. And, you know, people like to say, or I always hear this. I see this online. Like, oh, C-section's the easy way out. Or
No.
And I'm like, no, you're lying on that table. You're letting somebody cut 7 freaking layers of your skin, rearranging your freaking guts and organs. And I just remember laying on that table, and my biggest thing was like skin to skin, but they wouldn't do skin to skin as soon as they come out when you have a C-section. They were like, no, you have to wait till we stitch you up and we take you back. Like, your husband can do skin and we can put them on your face, but like, or like face to face, but then we have to take them. Oh, I was so upset about that. I was like devastated. And I just remember getting into the back and I was like, give me my babies. And I, you know,
right. But then you're like shaking and tired.
I was like, just give me the babies, you know, give them to me. Yeah. And I was just happy that my husband had that. He had them on his chest the whole time until I got back. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That makes me happy. Yeah. It was similar for us. I did get a little bit of skin to skin, maybe for like a minute. And then she went straight to Jason and they had a.
Yeah.
Do all the.
All the surgery
and all the surgery.
Oh. And I just remember like the stitching up took so long too. And then they're just talking. And I remember this was in my birth plan, which my doctor did not listen. I was like, I don't want any small talk during, you know, the C-section. They were talking about what they had for lunch. And I'm like, so.
Yeah. You guys, while you're mute, wide open and like while your organs are hanging somewhere and like wild. Like,
this may be normal for you guys but not for us.
No.
You know, Katie and I have talked a lot about how it's really common as a woman to feel like your whole identity changes and kind of just refiguring out who you are. Have you felt that at all, and how does your idea of yourself feel different today?
I feel like that's something that I hear a lot with my girlfriends too. They're like, you know, that's something I went through. And, you know, I kind of take it, and I've always been this way. I just take things a day at a time. I try not to think too far ahead. I just like to be in the moment and just really, you know, just be in the moment. So for me, in the first month, I was just so happy in my baby bubble that I wasn't even like worried about like anything. And then like, you're like, okay, when should I get back to work? Like, what should I work on now? Like, am I gonna refocus my brand into baby instead of like modeling and like that stuff? And there's just like a lot of things. And then you're like, when am I gonna do, like, I do wrestling signings at least like once a month, and I hadn't done them for almost a year. And it's like, yeah, when do I do that? Like, I don't wanna leave my babies. And I don't feel like I had like a point of like, oh my God, who am I? It was just kind of like figuring out when I wanted to go back to work and really what I wanted to do. Cause I felt like I have a whole new, like I'm a whole new person from what I was before twins, you know? So just kind of figuring that stuff out, and I'm still trying to figure it out. And it's hard. Like, I went for my first autograph signing a few weeks ago. It was the first time I left them, and I was so devastated. I like had to run out the door cause I was like, I'm sobbing mess.
It's funny cause everyone talks about these baby milestones all the time, but no one talks about the mommy milestones. Yes. And one of the big ones is like leaving your baby for the first time. And it sucks. It's like you crave independence, but at the same time, you just don't ever want to leave them. So I feel for you. I really do. That's a big one.
Yeah. You mentioned sort of figuring out what your future looks like. For you, like, is there anything on the bucket list? Will you ever go back into the ring?
I want to, like, that's a goal of mine in the next few years, is to like go and wrestle again and have my twins like sitting front row like cheering their mom on and being like, oh my God, that's my mom. But I want them to be old enough to like understand that that's their mom. Yeah. And I normally would come back every few years and do this pay-per-view called the Royal Rumble. It's really cool. Like, you're a surprise, so nobody knows you're coming. And it's just amazing. It's just really cool to go back to like your home, you know, and do what you did for so long. And they have a Hall of Fame, so I'm hoping maybe one day I'll get inducted to the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
That
needs to happen. Yes. No one deserves more. Does the family feel complete now with the twins?
It does. It does.
Yeah.
You know, my husband's like, well, maybe like another boy. And I'm like, of course you want another boy. But I'm just like, I feel like three are outnumbered. I don't know. I feel it's very complete where we are. So
let's talk about Joe for a second.
Okay.
What has surprised you most in seeing him as a dad?
He's the most amazing dad. It's wild because he was the best, like we had three dogs and he was the best dog dad. And I was like, oh, I can't wait to see when we have kids. And he literally, like the second he walks in the door from work, is just like all about him. It's just amazing to see. And it's really amazing to see like just that dad come out, you know, because you think they're going to be like, and then when they're really like, okay, this is how I imagined it and even more. It's just such an amazing feeling, especially when they like fall asleep together, all of them, and they're like, oh my gosh, I'm like,
yeah, so special. So, those little moments.
Those moments will make you want to implant more.
I know.
Those are dangerous moments.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, just remember how hard it was till we got here. Okay.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month. Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We're going to play a little game with you called From the Mama Heart. Hallie, you kick us off.
What was the first time you cried happy or sad tears after becoming a mom?
Oh, as soon as they came out of the womb, happy tears.
What was your first motherhood heartbreak?
Oh, one night I couldn't get Jackson to fall asleep. And we had a baby nurse at the time and she got him to fall asleep. And I literally thought I was like, my world was ending. And I was like, my son doesn't love me. And I can't even put my own son to sleep. And I went and cried in the room for a good few hours. And my husband was like, I can't put my baby to sleep. He's like, babe, it's fine. She's a professional. I'm like, okay.
I can't begin to tell you how relatable that is.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Thank you, because I felt very alone in that. And I was like,
no, we're here with you.
I should have said that on freaking social media.
Yeah.
Has this happened before?
Yeah. Who's with me?
Guilty.
Yeah.
What is something that you wish you knew going into delivery?
There's so many things.
For me, it was like, don't sneeze after you had a C-section.
Oh, that's a good one. Mine was probably don't laugh. Cause I love to laugh. And I was like, my husband, I was like, stop.
It hurts.
No comedians.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It hurts.
Yeah.
Okay. And lastly, what is something that's been on your heart a lot lately?
You know, I, now that they're 5 months, I feel like they're just growing so fast. And I look at photos from when they're first born and I just like already missed that newborn stage. And it's just like, so heartbreaking. Like, I'm like, oh my gosh, like before I know they're going to be a year old. Every day it's so hard for me to leave. Like, I just want to be with them all day, every day, and just soak it up as much as I can. Because it's so heartbreaking to think like, oh my God, they're already big. They're already grown. They're going to leave me. They're going to leave the house, you know, before I know it, and they'll be gone to college.
Like, exactly. That whole expression that the days are long, but the years are short.
So
it's
true.
Such a cliche, but it's so true. And I've never felt it more than in my mommy era.
Right?
Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah. I feel like that first year of growth is just like mind boggling how fast it goes. Like I do the same thing. I look at old pictures and I'm like, oh my gosh, this was you. But now you're sitting up and you're eating solids and you're clapping. And it just went by so much faster than the actual pregnancy.
It really does. It really does. And everybody obviously wants to get out of the newborn stage so fast because they're like, oh my gosh, this is like so hard.
It's tired.
Like, no, I really actually miss that.
But it's so great you have that perspective because a lot of times every moms are just so tired that you can't even wrap your mind around that. So it's good that every day you're thinking, okay, today this is special and I love this.
You're just amazing. We're thrilled for you and we're so honored that you would be so open and candid and do this with us. And oh my it feels God, so special to just like have a community where we can talk about all of this stuff and hopefully it makes other people feel less alone when they're going through it.
Aww, thank you guys for having me on. This was so nice.